streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's your man, Rob Boyd, Duffy in the building, rocking worldwide like we've been doing for 8 years. And we got a great guest coming on the show tonight. Pastor Ewan is in the building tonight, and we're going to do our usual. We're going to go to a couple commercials, and we're going to bring our main man on the air. Stay tuned. We're in the building.
What up, though? The streets don't love you back. We will be having our 8th annual toy drive. So from 9 till December 20th, 2016, we will be collecting brand new toys. So if you would be so kind and make a nice donation, please go to our website. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Hold up, let me repeat that. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com, spelled just like that. Thanks in advance. We would also like to thank the Community of Hope Church, IDEA, the Arizona Scorpions, Chris Cahaw, and the American Family Insurance Agency, Home Bargain Planet, and the Be Awesome Youth Coalition. Also, from 9 to December 20th, 2016, you can also drop off brand new toys at the Maricopa, Arizona Post Office. And that location is 44920 West Hathaway Avenue, Monday through Friday. Now let's raise these toys so our kids can have an excellent Christmas. And last but not least, we would like to thank our great community of Maricopa, Arizona, and Phoenix, Arizona as well, for their continued support all year round.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from.
What up, though? The wait is finally over. Hold up, let me repeat that. The wait is finally over. The Sons of a Preacher documentary will be released on October 30th on DVD. If you want to pre-order the DVD, just email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com. Spelled just like that. Let's go.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we back in the building as promised. I got my main man in the building tonight, Pastor Ewan. We finna bring him in, and we're going to discuss some great things tonight. You'll learn about what him and his team is doing, and here it is, you know. Pastor Ewan, you're in the building.
Brother Boyd, how you doing, sir? Thank you for having me tonight.
Oh, brother.
We also have Mr. Nate Scott on the line as well, who is the executive director for Student Choice Graduating Academy, and we got some good things lined up. Of course, you know I'm pastor of the United Fellowship Church in Maricopa, and what we're doing is we're trying our best to help every young person that we possibly can. And from an education perspective, I want to introduce now Mr. Nate Scott, who will give you all of the details as it relates to our school. Mr. Scott?
Sounds good. Let me put him in right now.
All right.
Mr. Scott, you're in the building, sir.
Yes, sir. Good evening, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Oh, everybody blessed on this end. What about yourself?
Blessed.
Very blessed.
Well, you got the flow, my friend. You know, I'll let the world know what you got going on and what you're looking to do.
Yes, I'm the director for Student Choice Graduation Academy Dropout Recovery Program. And services that we provide are to help help students between the ages of 16 and 21 still get still have a chance to get their high school diploma. So any student that has dropped out of high school or is delinquent in their credits, we try to help them get their credits back so they can get their high school diploma.
My man, that sounds great, you know. If someone wanted to get in touch with you or Pastor Yuen, how would someone get in touch with you?
They can call us directly. Our number is 602-334-4104. That's our main line to our school district.
All right, that sounds great. Now, what I really want to talk about in this segment that we're on, what got you involved with helping children in that matter, and let the people know exactly what would you like for them to do when it comes to them referring people to you?
Well, what got me interested is I started teaching back in 2003, 2004, and you know, just watching students struggle through school, just drop out, you know, it was disheartening. So once I had the opportunity to work with higher at-risk students to help them and encourage them to stay in school, Student Choice gave me that perfect opportunity to do that. And what it is a dropout recovery program. In the dropout recovery program, students that have been out of school for a number of days or just have given up, we give them that opportunity through offering them accredited courses, accredited high school courses. So they'll be taking normal classes as if they were sitting in a traditional high school. And what we do is we're more hands-on with it, so we're able to help the students more by not only through school lessons but also through life lessons and life skills lessons. So the students, you know, stay engaged and want to still be part of a high school tradition.
That sounds also, like a winner right there, you know. Go ahead, my friend.
Also, what we discovered is the students that went to the traditional school, that what we see in Maricopa is that these students have gone from F's and D's to B's as a result of the program. Because what we discovered was the students don't care how much you know. They want to know how much you care. And so we take out the time to care for them, to make sure that there's some normalcy in their lives, no matter what dysfunctional relationships they may have with others or within their family. They know that when they come to school, somebody cares.
Yes.
My man. And
not only that, we give them the opportunity.
A great thing.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, we also give them the opportunity to be more of themselves. So it's not them keeping up with other students or feeling like they're behind or ahead. The students work at their own pace, so they're able to learn at will. So they're at their own pace. They're not keeping up with anyone. So they're able to learn and able to retain the information that they are learning within that subject better.
Oh, that's great. Now, what exactly are the subjects that you teach? Are the subjects like a regular school, or is different subject at your academy?
We have to offer the same courses that traditional high schools offer in the state of Arizona. So we have the English classes. They have to do the 4 years of English. They have to do the 4 years of math. They have to do the 3 years of history, the 3 years of science, and, of course, the elective courses. So we have to, because of their accreditation, we have to offer state-regulated courses.
Oh, that's beautiful for them, you know. So they get a chance to really, like you said, get in there, and whatever they was lacking on, they can get right to it, but at their own pace to achieve what they need to achieve. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. You hit it right on.
All right, that's good, my friend. And Pastor Ewan, I would just like to ask you, you do a lot of work here in Maricopa, Arizona. I would like for you to enlighten the people other things you do here in the community to help as well.
Well, we have an organization called Families First CDC, where we tend to the needs of children who perhaps are not eating, those who are in need of clothes, families that may be in crisis. We have become a conduit to get those resources that they need to those families that I need. In doing so, also, my wife has a program called Ready for Life, where there's college readiness, there is the opportunity to learn etiquette. We do job readiness, we do fundraising in order to help those who also are lacking in certain areas in their life.
That's a beautiful thing. Now, if anybody needs to get in contact with you concerning that part of things, how would they contact you and your wife on that?
You would call Family First at 520-280-1486. Again, that's 520-280-1486.
And do you have a website, Pastor Young?
Yes, sir. ThinkFamiliesFirst.org.
All right. One more time, Pastor Ewan.
ThinkFamiliesFirst.org.
All right. Sounds like a winner. We're going to come back in a few minutes. Like I said, that's my great guest tonight, Mr. Ewan, and my man Scott is in the building. We're going to go to another commercial and be right back with him, you know. Hang right tight.
Yes. Greetings, my beautiful people. If you're looking to find a great deal on a new home, or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it. Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, alright? And while you're at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, sitch. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344, or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. All right? Yeah. Community. Family. And protecting dreams. These are the things that the Chris K. Hall Agency of American Family Insurance believes in. We all have dreams, and the Chris K. Hall Agency can partner with you and the people most important to help make those dreams become reality. Whether it's buying a home, starting a business, or protecting the ones you love most with life insurance, let's dream fearlessly and reach for the stars. Now, if you're in the Maricopa County, Phoenix metro area, you can call 602-235-0071. If you're in the Pinal County area, you can call 520-350-2500. And if you're trying to reach the American Family Insurance Agency online, go to www.chriskhallagency.com. Or you can go to CCAHALL@AMFAM.com. We keep it fam around here. Dream fearlessly.
My life. My light. He loves all his people. My light. He loves all his people. My light. He loves all his people.
I've been praying so hard, pleading with the Lord, but now it's time to take charge. It's time to raise the bar. I'm the closest thing to perfect that you've seen thus far. And I got the same spirit that possesses all the stars. And every single line they embrace and then applaud. Magnificent Mac, your boy's a true boss. But I still hit my knees every day just to talk to the man they created me. And I'm trying to ask to travel with my mind and do it happily. Whoa, I metaphysically grow. From the prayers that I send to the ozone. Talking to the angels while I meditate in a good zone. And be the best that I can be and accept my faults and move on.
God, yo, I love Mac. Mac. Who can be against you? If God love you, who can be against you? He love all, he love all his people. He loves all, he loves all his people. My life.
Get back to the program, and I thank everybody around the world that's always rocking with us. Pastor Ewan, you're back in the building.
Yes, sir.
All right, Scott, you're back in the building. So
yes,
I would just like to go to you, Pastor Ewan, right quick, and let the people know exactly what you is trying to achieve with what you're doing with this school and putting together.
Ultimately, to let the downtrodden and the disenfranchised know that they don't have to stay stagnant, but children even with an IEP or 504 can come to our program and be successful. We want every student to know that they are successful and can be successful. They just have to meet us halfway. And we'll take them the rest of the way.
My man. And that sounds like a winner right there, you know. And one more time, Pastor Ewan, give them that website again to Ready for Life and give them that phone number again to contact.
ThinkFamilyFirst.org, 520-280-1486.
All right, my man. And, Scott, you do the same. You give out your information as well and your website again.
Our website is www.studentchoicehighschool.com. Our number is 602-334-4104.
All right, sounds like a winner. Any last words from any one of your gentlemen?
Yes, by the way, we wanted to be known with all of our organizations that we're partnering but the streets don't love you back. Yes,
sir.
Did you hear me?
That's the bottom line. They heard exactly what you said, Pastor. We're moving forward.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we are in partnership.
Right. No doubt. And we're going to help many people, many kids as we can.
Yes, sir. That's the objective. We want students to feel like they've accomplished one of their major feats in their life, which is getting our high school diploma. Because when you talk to the students,
especially the majority of students that we have, they feel like people have given up on them. Well, we want them to know that not only haven't we given up on you, but we want you to go beyond high school, regardless if it's going to college or going on to a vocational school. We want the student to always feel successful and always feel like they have a place to come back to after they have graduated our program.
That's a good thing, my friend, and I'm glad you said vocational school, because a lot of young youth don't want to go to college, but they can go be a welder, they can go be a plumber, they can go be a carpenter, whatever it takes for them to bring legitimate money and a trade to their household so they can take care of themselves and their families, you know, along the way.
Okay.
So it's always a balance when you tell a child that, you know what I'm saying, because now they have choice. You know, no one is
yes.
just saying college, college, college. You've got a choice over here. If you don't want to go to college, we got a whole lot of resources where you can go to a vocational school and get that same flavor that you feel you want to do. So I commend y'all both on that right there, because children need to hear that more often. Because college
yes,
is for young kids too much, and a lot of kids is really not there. Like when we was coming up, you know, our parents
right.
in college and college and college, and nobody was talking about vocational school and you could be a plumber, because we all need a plumber because the toilet and the water get messed up sometimes. So we need a plumber.
No, you're right. You're right.
You know, we need a man on top of the roof putting the shingles up if the shingles fall off the house. So we need them in all areas, you know, legitimate,
yes,
helping
exactly.
themselves and to help other people. So I commend y'all on that, my friend, you know. And any last words from either one of y'all?
And thank you for having us on your show tonight.
Mr. Boyd, we want to say
on behalf of
Student Choice, we appreciate everything that you've done, that you're doing for us, and the future endeavors that we have, looking forward to helping all students. Because I know a lot of other organizations or schools, when kids are getting in trouble, don't give them that opportunity to go to school. Especially kids that are coming out of lockup. Well, we take those students also. We don't want to leave no student out. We don't want no student to feel like they have nowhere to go once they hit the street. So they always have an educational program with us.
I'm glad you said that, my friend, because I will be having a meeting coming up with a friend of mine in South Phoenix, Pastor Raul. And Pastor Raul, he accepts inmates that get out to come to his place, you know, and he educate them and feed them and teach them a lot of different things. This is another avenue where you and Pastor, you know, you can get involved with that as well, with y'all schooling and catching them coming out as well and educating them and letting them know as well. Because you've been locked up don't mean you can't change and do something, you know. So we got a lot on the floor, and we're going to be doing a lot of great things coming up. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, next Tuesday, October 25th, we'll be in the building in Phoenix. We got a total of 41 graduates. I thought it was 40, but it's 41. Kids will be graduating from the Streets on Every Back Lifestyle Intervention Program. And we will have Pastor Ewan, he will come through, and Scott will come through as well, and they will get a chance to interact with a few people that I need them to interact with, to move forward with what they're doing with their program, and then vice versa, the other people move forward as well. So a lot on the flow coming up in 2017, so be on the lookout. But we stay moving. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Yoin, my man Scott, I appreciate y'all coming on the show tonight. Appreciate
Thank
y'all
you
getting
having
the word out. And after we get through with the show tonight, I will send you the link, and then you can share the link with your friends and family or whoever, and they can go back and listen to the show. You can listen to it 24 hours a day. It will be right there in the archive, you know?
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a great night now. We're going to get into the music segment of the show, and y'all take care now. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Again,
yes,
thank
sir.
You
Thanks
for
having us.
Have a blessed night.
Thank you. Very welcome. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're finna get in the music part of the show. We're finna move forward with it, and we just want to thank everybody for rocking with us tonight with Pastor Yoin and them.
The Streets Don't Love You Back are bringing hope to the homeless by giving back. The streets don't love you back. Feed and clothe the homeless the first Sunday of every month. We are in need of food, clothes, underwear, socks, shoes, blankets, backpacks, and personal hygiene products. To get involved, join us at thestreetsdontloveyouback.com or email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at Giving Back to the Homeless. We thank you all for your generous support.
Lucinda, thank you for all that you do. I love you. Love you with all my heart. Lucinda, thank you for all that you do. Thank God for bringing you in my life. I love you. I love you with all my heart. Lucinda, Lucinda, God for all that you do. I love you. I love you with all my heart. I thank God for the journey he gave us. I thank God for the journey he gave us. I'm looking to the sky. I'm looking at the world. Turning around, I'm saying thank you, God. Turning around, I'm turning around. I'm so glad I turned my life around. I'm so glad I turned my life around. God is good. God is good. I'm so glad I turned my life around. You gave me good. You gave me love. I'm so glad I turned my life around.
I want to give a special shout out to my lovely wife, my lovely queen. She came into my life, changed my whole perspective on how I look at things. I just want to say I love you. I love you more than life.
Lucinda, thank you for all that you do. I love you. I love you with all my heart. Lucinda, thank you for all that you do.
This right here goes out to my lovely wife, my lovely queen, my lovely friend. Just want to just give you a good message this morning and thank you for believing
thank
me off
you
the God top.
For being my friend. I thank you for loving my friend, my friend. Thank you, girl, for loving me. Thank you, girl, for believing in me, my friend. I love you more than life. I love you more than words can say. Thank you for being my friend. I love you more than life, my friend, my friend. My life, my world. I love you more than words can say. Thank you for being my friend. I love you more than life, my friend, my friend. If it wasn't for you, my friend, I'd still be in the hood, my friend, my friend. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for showing me a better way.
thank you. Thank you for believing in me, my friend. Thank you for believing in me. Look at how the world has changed for me. You told me I can do better things. You told me I can make a difference in this world. Only thing I got to say, thank you for believing in me. I love you more than life, my friend, my friend. Look at all the things we did together, my friend, my friend. From the day that I first met you, 2009 of April, my friend. Look at what God done blessed us to do, my friend. That's all I got to tell you, girl. Thank you for being my friend. I love you more than life, my friend, my friend.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment, Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
What's good, people? This is your R&B pop addiction.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're back in the building. Once again, we want to thank our guest tonight, Pastor Young, on the show. In the first half of the show, him and Scott. And we just want to say, hey, until next time, God bless, stay moving forward, and always extend your hand to help someone move forward. God is good. Peace and love. See you tomorrow.